don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring they're tight sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Hula from Fiji. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are indeed in Fiji. Single Scott is with me. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, this is amazing. This is great.
You know, this is the end of the 2008 Scuba Radio World Tour. We're blowing it out big time here with really my first experience truly in the Pacific diving. And here we are in the Fiji Islands. We also have Mermaid Abby with us. How you doing, Abby?
I am. Words cannot describe how well I'm doing here, Greg.
Well, that's not going to work real well for a radio show. But so you better start thinking. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, we got to get it across. We, you know, we're hanging out at the Bula Bar here at Benga Lagoon Resort, and I think we're styling. This is like the ultimate dive experience, I would say, wouldn't you?
You know, it's the ultimate dive experience, but it's the ultimate vacation experience. It's all in one. The resort is beautiful. They definitely cater to you here, but when you're out there in the water, it's great diving. The staff is friendly. It's just overall an amazing trip. And like I told you yesterday, I was walking around and thinking about leaving, and I actually got a lump in my throat. I do not want to go back home.
She ate a bug.
No.
Oh, no, that wasn't it?
No, I was emotional, yes.
Oh, okay, I get it. Now, we are hanging out at the Bula Bar. Now, Bula means hello in Fijian, and we are kicking back after our day of diving with a happy Fijian, the drink of the day. Pretty tasty, isn't it?
Well, it's been the drink of every day for us, actually. Yes, it is very tasty. It's a great way to relax after doing some diving, and we can hang out by the pool and by the waterfall and just relax with our happy Fijian.
That's right. Now, Scott has two of them, so he's kind of working a double whammy thing here.
Well, I think I was a little short yesterday. I was one behind, so I decided to try to keep up and be even.
Very good. All right. Well, there you go. Now, we'll talk about the diving, of course, here in Fiji, which has been truly spectacular here in just a bit. But first, let's talk to Mark. He is the manager here on the property at Benga Lagoon Resort. How you doing, Mark? Welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say, thanks for having us.
Well, welcome to you guys as well. It's our pleasure to have you guys over here. And a big hello to all the listeners of Scuba Radio.
Yes, absolutely. Hello or Bula, as we get. We got to educate the folks. Bula is hello, and Vanaka is thank you, right?
That is correct.
And if you say Vanaka, that means you need to get a breath mint.
Well, basically, sometimes you need them all the time.
Exactly. Okay, so Bula and Vanaka is what you're hopefully going to hear over the next couple hours quite a bit as we hang out with some of the Fijians and some of the divers here at Benga Lagoon. Now, tell us about this resort, Mark. You're the manager. You keep this thing running like a fine-oiled machine, obviously.
Yeah, it's, that's the resort here. It's about 25 berets in total. It's been about 22 years of age now, but everything has got to be working in the right direction at the right time. We're wholly and solely reliant on diesel fuel for our generators, for our boats. And our staff obviously work extremely hard to make sure it goes in that right direction, because as you can anticipate, if something is going in the wrong direction at the wrong time, then we're in a bit of trouble.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, it is the true South Pacific feel and vibe of what you've seen in movies and things like that. And these, what do they call them, berets?
Yeah, they're called berets. And as I said, we have 25. We've got 12 beautiful ones along the beach. So I've got magnificent plunge pools for those when you come back from having a great day's diving. Just to sit in there and relax, maybe a glass of champagne at night time always goes down well in those pools. Also, we've got lovely koi pond. It's actually very, very reflective of Indonesia, of Bali. That's where the trait comes from. The beautiful doors that you see there, all inlaid with the mother of pearl. and obviously the lots of koi in the koi pond in there. So it's overall, it's a really, really tidy little resort.
Yes, well, tiny resort, however, very luxurious. I mean, when it comes to dive standards, I think you possibly have set a new standard for us here at Scuba Radio because, you know, we usually go out to these dive resorts and, you know, you get a cot and you get maybe an air conditioner if you're lucky. This is not that situation. This is, you come out here and you're spoiled rotten. You have masseuse on staff, three of them. The food is absolutely unbelievable. How did you pull this off?
The food, well, basically the gentleman who built it realized that if we're going to get and be successful and get people to come back again, you've got to have a number of factors in the right place. One is obviously the location. Two is obviously the diving. Three, you've got to have good food, okay? And four, people come back just to see the people. So it's our food. So obviously we're very, very proud of it. And sometimes when we have our meetings and I say welcome to everyone, I tell them that this is going to be some of the best food they've eaten at any dive resort they've visited in the world. And they look at me and think, yeah. But after about two or three days, they come back and say, Mark, you're telling the truth. It's top food.
Yeah, it is. It's truly spectacular. It's not what you would expect when you're flying 10.5 hours out of L.A., and then you got to take a little ride on a taxi or a bus for a couple hours to get to the resort. Well, actually, you don't get there yet. You got to get to the island, and then you take a ferry or the dive boat over on a 45-minute cruise. So you got a little bit of a trek on the way over. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's actually very manageable and quite interesting seeing a bit of the island as we traveled across. But well worth the adventure in travel.
So many of our guests who arrive in Dinandi and then take the trip up to the Coral Coast, up to Pacific Harbour, the first thing they say to me when they get here is that, you know, why are these people waving to us? You mean, what is it? You mean in the bus, the people are waving? I said,
is my fly down? That's what I thought at first, but I checked. I was good.
No, it's no, your fly's fine. No, what it is that basically it's just the pure friendliness of the people that are here. You mean that when you come to Fiji, you know, the reason you want to come back is two reasons. Two reasons why you all come back to Fiji. One is to come back and meet the people that you've already met, because they are wonderful. And two, you want to come back and live in the experience that you've already had whilst you've been here. It truly is a wonderful experience for those people who are divers and non-divers. Because, hey, we've got lots of things here that you can do, you know, apart from diving. There's bushwalks, we've got the fires. We are the home of the firewalkers. The mighty firewalkers, mate, if you see them walk on hot rocks with their toes, well, it's pretty special. And we've got all these activities, whether it be a picnic up to one of our little private islands. We've got everything covered.
Yeah, they got waterfalls, the whole thing. We'll talk about that. We had a trek up to the waterfall with the Scuba Radio Mermaids, which was truly a first for us, as well as the island. And I think the islanders, at least the one that was with us on the tour, I think he enjoyed it just as much as we did.
Well, they're still talking about it, actually. The costumes that the ladies wore, that I've never seen those before in the waterfall, so I don't think the frogs saw them either, so it's quite unique for everyone concerned.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the people. Like you said, they are extremely friendly here on the island of Fiji. And diving aside, and I am going to get to that. I mean, of course, it's Scuba Radio. We got to talk about the diving in Fiji. However, you know, I was really amazed how friendly, like you said, the locals are here and how they welcome you into into their villages. They got two villages here next to the resort that you go visit and you drink kava and you just feel like part of the family almost immediately.
Well, I like to try and think of actually the resort being an extension of the village. They're both villages either side. You see, there's no roads, no traffic lights. No, you don't have any road rage, no stress. The girls and the guys, they come from the village, they walk about 10-15 minutes, leave really happy, arrive really happy. And that just flows through the whole as far as the resort is concerned.
Yeah, it does. And as a matter of fact, we took a tour up to the village, or one of the villages, and they took us to the schoolhouse, to the school where all the kids here on the island learn to read and write and that kind of thing. And they recommend that if you're coming to the resort, to bring some goodies for the kids, whether it's pencils, paper, you know, footballs, whatever, little goodies, right? Just to kind of give them something to share.
Yeah, that's true. We have a large number of repeat guests, and they're very, very generous to our lovely people here on the island. You know, we're very in debt to the great generosity with, as I said, footballs and pens and papers and things like that. But, you mean, it goes along further than that, whereas that the kids here also and the ladies give back when it comes to, like, the entertainment. Like you'll see tonight, like the Mickey. You mean that you get a chance and opportunity tonight, you know, for the guys that are here from Scuba Radio to see some real, real good, wholesome Benga Island entertainment.
Yeah, it's like a cultural exchange type of thing. However, the stuff that we give them isn't necessarily as good and clean as what they're giving back to us. But so it kind of offsets each other, right, Mark?
Yeah, it's people come here and just say, look, at you know, the school is so different, and it is different for the simple reason being is that, hey, we're not in the first world. We're probably in the second world, and things are developing as far as the school is concerned. And sometimes people say, we just don't know how well off we are when they have their time and opportunity to go and meet the lovely kids and the teachers at our wonderful school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they definitely don't have a lot of the amenities we have back at home, but I got to tell you, as far as them being just super folks, just really welcoming, you know, just family type people, it was quite impressive. I know, Abby, that made a big impression on you.
Going to the school was honestly, it's been the highlight of my trip, and that speaks volumes because there's been so many great things that we've experienced. But the kids were just, I mean, they sang for us. They welcomed us in, and then when we took pictures with them, they were, you know, hamming it up, having a good time, and they just really enjoyed us visiting their school. And you just see the difference. Like, these kids may not have as much as some kids back in the States, but what they do always have is a smile on their face. And I think if every American were to come here to Fiji for a while, they'd never be tense again. All that, you know, all the pressure that you have back on the States seems to disappear when you're here in Fiji. And it's just an incredibly amazing place, and the people are also equally amazing.
Yes, definitely. You know, the thing is, the diving's almost like icing on the cake, because just coming here and experiencing the people and the resort and just the scenery around here, I mean, it's mountainous, so you got all the palm trees and more greenery than we are, you know, we just don't see this in Florida, let alone the Caribbean and that kind of place. Is that what you get from everybody that comes here, pretty much, Mark?
Yeah, as far as the diving is concerned, we are known as the soft coral capital of the world, and people go down, they come back, and they're just starry-eyed. You just don't believe the color that we actually have here. We're voted, you know, one of those 1,000 places in the world you've got to see before you die, and if you're a diver, well, it's probably 1,001, because it's magnificent.
Absolutely. Now that we've been here and we've done this, does that mean we are going to die?
No. If you do, then you'll come back to heaven, which is here in Benga.
Yeah, good point. Matter of fact, one of the island chiefs said that. I'll see, next time I'll see you upstairs. I'm like, what? Upstairs? Like, no. He goes, up there, up in the sky. I'm like, okay, there you go. He doesn't know me that well, does he, Abby?
No, he does not, yes. I don't know what island you're going to be on, but it may not be Fiji.
Oh, yes, it will. Hey, Scott, you're having a good time. This is you're a happy Fijian right now. You have two in each hand, or one in each hand.
One in each hand. And I got to talk about the massage I had on the beach. Sunset massage on the beach yesterday was amazing. There's so much stuff to do here, I don't know what to talk about. I mean,
all right, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a commercial break. You can think about it, because we want to talk about it. We got 2 hours to fill to give you a taste of what it's like here on the island of Fiji. BengaLagoonResort.com, by the way, check it out. You see some pictures there as well. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bula from Fiji. That's where we are broadcasting to you from today, believe it or not, on the other side of the planet. At least compared to our home base of operations in Orlando, Florida. I feel upside down, but I tell you, I've never felt more comfortable. You know, and by the way, have you checked the toilet water? Is it spinning the other way?
You know, I have not paid that much attention. I've been too busy to pay attention to the flow of the toilet water.
Grain. We've been a little distracted, believe it or not. Here, that was our mission when we came over here, and we haven't even got to that point because the diving, the people, the resort, Benga Lagoon Resort, is definitely been filling our senses, so to speak, right? Now, let's talk about, before we get into the diving, let's talk about getting here because this was quite an adventure in itself. And we had never traveled this far to go diving, period. Not even close. I mean, we went out to the Long Beach Dive Show last weekend, had a great time with all the dive folks from the dive industry and our Left Coast diving listeners and friends. However, we decided, okay, we're going to go this far to California, which is about a five-hour flight from Florida. Why not take the jump? And it was a 10 and a half hour flight on Air Pacific, and I've never done anything remotely close to that long in an airplane. But I got to say, it was pretty. It was a very pleasant experience. What about you, Abby?
Yeah, the Air Pacific people took care of us. The food was actually very good, and I slept a good 7 hours on that trip. So that means that the seats were comfortable as well. And they also gave us a nice little care package with an eye mask, some socks, and a toothbrush.
Yeah, they gave us socks. We got a free pair of socks. That was pretty sweet.
Which I did use. I've used here on the island when I went hiking up to the waterfall. So thank you, Air Pacific, for keeping my feet cozy.
Yeah, and you can check them out, airpacific.com. They were nice enough to help us out with our accommodations as far as traveling to get over here to the resort. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was a red-eye flight, and I guess they run daily flights or nightly flights, like at 11 p.m. thereabouts, Mark, from L.A. every day or what?
Yeah, basically, it's nearly every day that they fly. They've got the beautiful 747s, the big fellas, that come across. And as said by the mermaid, they really do take care of you. And you can get a bit of a shut-eye because, obviously, leaving 11 o'clock at night and arriving at 5, 6 o'clock our time in the morning gives you the opportunity. The only thing is that you miss a whole day. So if you happen to have a birthday on the day in between, well, then, you know, sorry, but we'll have to catch it up next time we come through.
Well, good point. But, however, we left on a Sunday night, so we missed Monday, which we hate Mondays anyway, so it worked out pretty good for us.
That's correct. You'll come back. But the thing is that when you leave, you'll have a 35-hour day the day you leave. For example, if you leave on Saturday at 11 o'clock at night, you'll arrive on Saturday in L.A. at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you do pick it up accordingly.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting way to fly. And I got to say, I was really a little bit troubled when we scheduled this because, like, oh, my God, this is going to be torture to be on an airplane for 10 and a half hours. But literally, I slept for at least 8 to 9 of those hours and felt pretty rested by the time we arrived in Fiji. What about you, Scott?
Oh, it was great. I slept 8 hours myself. We just got on the plane, what, at 10:30 and got here Tuesday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and took the little taxi ride over to the other island and came over here. It was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, since it doesn't leave until 11 o'clock at night, California time, you're dead tired when you get on the plane, and that obviously makes it a little easier to fall asleep on the airplane. And falling asleep on an airplane is like, you know, it's like your own private flux capacitor. It's like time travel. Next thing you know, you wake up and you're in Fiji. And it was pretty. That flight from L.A. to Fiji felt better than flying from Florida to L.A. That's how I felt about it. What about you, Abby?
No, I definitely agree. And it's a pleasant surprise to wake up and see Fiji outside your window. I mean, that's one heck of a way to wake up in the morning.
Absolutely. AirPacific.com. You can check them out on the web. And their rates are quite reasonable. So a very fine airline. Matter of fact, I think a lot of the domestic carriers could probably pick up a tip or two from these airlines over here. Do you think, Mark, do you fly much of us domestic carriers? They're squeezing us every way possible over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, here we have a pretty good connection through Air Pacific with also Air Fiji. You know, smaller airlines that then whip you out to all the different islands around here. And
they still serve food. Everybody in the States, you're lucky if you get peanuts. We got full course meals. It's sweet stuff. AirPacific.com. More from Fiji coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. Broadcasting to you from the Bula Bar at Benga Lagoon Resort in Fiji. I am Greg the Dive Master along with Mermaid Abby. Single Scott is with me. Mermaid X is wandering around here someplace as well. We've been doing some photo shoot stuff with our Scuba Radio Mermaids, and it's pretty impressive stuff. Now, I got to say, we haven't done any, you know, Scuba Radio Mermaid footage underwater here off the island of Fiji here, because there's so much there. We don't have, I don't know, technically we have to have some sand, you know, sand patches to kind of, you know, lay the groundwork for our shots, so to speak.
I definitely have to say that a mermaid would not even stand out here, because there's just such an amazing array of fish and things that stand out that are unique that most divers don't get to see. So I would actually fade in the background with my little mermaid tail.
This is true. I mean, our first dive here in Fiji was like sensory overload for me.
And I do not like being upstaged by fish. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you have been put in your place, Abby. I don't know what to tell you, but it's the only time I ever thought a mermaid swim by wouldn't even notice. Just like, oh, what's that? Eh, whatever. I'm looking at a clownfish for the first time. Yeah, matter of fact, Single Scott pointed out my first clownfish experience in the Pacific, and I thank you for that, my friend.
Well, I tell you, after that dive, and you were speechless, and I never thought I'd say that, but you had no words to describe that dive.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, after 11 and a half years of doing scuba radio, trust me, I have heard all the emails and comments about, hey, you got to dive the Pacific. Once you dive here, you won't. You haven't dived until you've been to this part of the world, and there was a lot of hype that was attached to diving in Fiji or just, you know, in this general part of the world in general. And I got to say, it lived up to it. My first dive here in the Pacific, I was shocked. I was like, wow, this is like diving for the first time. Not so much that it was better, but it was different. It was truly a new experience. It was like your first dive. You know, that feeling you got when the first time you went underwater and you see all this stuff and you're like, oh, my God. That's what it was like here in Fiji. All right, we'll take a break. We got more to cover here from Fiji and Benga Lagoon Resort.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
You know, Tim was a perfect example of somebody who I met on a liveaboard, who was working the crew there on the Turks and Caicos to explore liveaboard. And he told me, he says, man, you've got to dive Fiji and this part of the world. You know, once you do this, you will just think everything else is crap. Well, I don't think that. I think what it was for me was that it was different. You saw stuff that you never see when you dive in the Caribbean. Just totally different world. It's like just going to a totally different ecosystem. What about you, Abby?
Well, there's definitely beautiful places in the world that everyone, if they have the opportunity, they should stop and go visit. And Fiji is definitely one of those places. And I would agree that the Caribbean, we've seen amazing things. But we've seen amazing stuff here in Fiji. And I just honestly am grateful that I had the opportunity to come here. And I think any diver would feel the same way.
Absolutely. You know, the colors, like you said, Mark, the thing about Fiji here is the soft corals and the colors really stand out and create some amazing photo footage or video footage if you're inclined to do so underwater.
That's true. We have a wonderful lagoon here. Basically, in circumference wise, it's a big lagoon, and probably 200 miles. The reef goes all the way around it for the island here itself. Yeah, to go around it, probably around about 12 to 14 miles from one side, right round back to where you started. But it's the water flow in and water flow out that makes it so significant as far as our soft corals are concerned. Because, as you know, for wonderful colors, soft corals, got to have a bit of moving water.
Yeah, they're filter feeders, so they need that moving water to kind of grab the critters out of that they eat, and then they can grow and that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, but with that water coming in and out that we have, you know, twice a day, obviously it brings in a lot of other nutrients as well. So the fish life is just unbelievable. And you can always tell how good your reef is by the number of butterfly fish you've got. And this year, in November, we're going to have a special, which is a butterfly count, to see how productive our reefs are at the moment. We've actually surveyed over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and we've seen in the year 2000 or so a little bit of bleaching. But slowly but surely it's come back. And according to the guys who know the best thing as far as this place is concerned, they're saying that their corals at the present stage are the best they've ever seen them. And I have to agree.
Yeah, well, I would have to back you up on that from what we've seen. I mean, I've never seen more color period, on any dive that I've done in 11 and a half years of doing scuba radio. Quite impressive. Like I say, not necessarily better than what we've seen in the Caribbean, but different. I mean, it's a different type of diving, different type of critters. Just like somebody who grew up in this part of the world, they might find the Caribbean just as interesting because they see all kinds of different animals that they don't typically see.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. We're very different to the Great Barrier Reef in Queensland. You know, what they offer there is obviously wonderful hard corals and, you know, good dives and beautiful, you know, clear water like we've got here. But yeah, every place around the world offers something special. And here, our specialty, I suppose, is the soft corals. Come on down
and
see them.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's worth the trip. I mean, that's the thing that probably kept us away for the last 11 years, is that it does take a couple days to travel out to this part of the world. And you're like, well, we got to go here in the Caribbean. It's so much easier to go. But I got to tell you, it's worth the time. It's worth the effort.
Yeah, the thing is also is that we come across your lovely country, too, so we have to face it going the other way.
Exactly. So, you know, you got to give and take. It's a cultural exchange when it comes to divers, too, you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we brought a little bit of our culture, which maybe is not as sophisticated as theirs.
Yeah, we actually, after we've done this, we may be deported from Fiji.
You want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive. The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's up, Jeff?
Time for a pop quiz, Greg.
Uh-oh.
True or false? Drinking a bottle of water right before a dive is all it takes to be properly hydrated.
False.
Way to go. That's correct.
Hey, I keep up with my rating.
You're a role model for all of us.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm. But back to your topic today. Just in case there are divers not as informed as me, why don't we talk about hydration?
That's the plan. It's a common misconception that hydration is a state that can be achieved in a short period of time, when the reality is that it takes a bit longer.
How long?
Well, that depends on the state of the person. Dehydration is a cumulative condition, and correcting it is dependent upon how dehydrated you are. Hydration is a state of balance, and when that balance isn't maintained, it can take hours or even days for it to be set right, especially in cases where electrolytes are lost.
Sounds like a constant process.
It is. We don't get dehydrated in an instant, and we can't reverse the process in an instant either.
Okay, so you can't hydrate yourself immediately before a dive, but diving can cause dehydration, correct?
Sure it can, which is why it's so important not only to drink plenty of fluids on a regular basis, but in between dives as well.
Is it true dehydration can cause DCS?
Alone, not likely, but it can be a contributing factor. A dehydrated body is a body whose metabolic systems don't work as well. And since these systems are a key factor in off-gassing the nitrogen we accumulate, you can see why being hydrated is important. I'll leave the technical details on dehydration and DCS to our medical staff. They've shared a bunch of information about it on our website.
Okay, so say you're feeling thirsty and you know dehydration is setting in. Is drinking anything better than drinking nothing at all?
Actually, no. It's true that some fluids are better than others, but beverages containing alcohol, caffeine, and high sugar levels can actually work against you. They contribute to dehydration instead of helping to avoid it. Your best bet in trying to stay hydrated is to stick with water or a balanced electrolyte, low-glucose sport drink. Incorporate having plenty on hand as part of your dive planning and preparation.
I knew that.
I suspected that you did.
I told you, I keep up with my reading. Water, water everywhere. Make sure you drink some. Hydration is not something to take lightly, whether you're planning to dive or not. But since it's a factor in keeping us safe when we do dive, be sure to start drinking appropriate fluids in the days before a dive and have plenty on hand for your surface intervals. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We're hanging out at the Boulevard in Fiji at Benga Lagoon Resort, bengalagoonresort.com. That's B-E-Q-A is how they spell it. I don't know what's up with that. Why does it say Benga and it's Becca?
Yes. Okay.
Just try to screw us. Screw us up, right, Mark? It's just the whole touristy thing?
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots of different words here. You're going to learn them at some stage when you come to lovely Fiji. But Benga is Benga. Okay?
Okay, Benga. Benga? Benga. Well, anyway, Beqa, right?
Yes, Beqa, lagoonandresort.com.
Very good. Yeah, BengaLagoonResort.com. Check it out on the web. Check out the pictures and book it today. Now, we got to talk about how it's happened for us. I mean, literally, we were at the DEMA show in Orlando in October, and the mermaids, of course, stumbled into one of the booths there exhibiting, and it was the Benga Lagoon Resort booth, and they met a couple guys, and next thing you know, they're tracking me down. Greg, come on over here. You got to try this kava stuff out. Explain, Abby, because you were part of this fiasco.
Yeah, actually, Mermaid Nikki and I were wandering around, and we were in our tails at one point, and two of the people working the booth that are actually Fijians stopped and chatted with us, and we took some pictures, and they invited us to their booth. Long story short, Nikki and I sat down, had some kava, chatted. We fell in love with them and with the booth and with the kava as well. So we tracked you guys down so we could all enjoy the fun, and I think we sat there sharing kava for, what, a good hour, hour and a half maybe? And they were sharing stories of Fiji and their experiences here, and at that point, Nikki and I both said, we're going to Fiji.
Yeah, you know, we were clapping, we were drinking kava, and our faces pretty much went numb. You know, and I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's a very magical drink, isn't it?
Well, kava, I'm sure Mark can tell you a little bit more, but it is a very nice, soothing, relaxing drink. And it does, if you have enough, starts to make your lips tingle a little bit in your face and maybe a little bit of numbness. But I have to say that it was a lot of fun trying to get the feeling back in our face after that kava experience. But we loved it. We absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's like drink a couple cups of kava, and you could have a root canal and not feel a thing. Is that how it works, Mark? Actually, the chief at the village explained kava as like the Fijian beer. That's why they didn't have enough money back in the day to afford beer like we have back in the States or back home or whatever, and they created this kava thing that kind of has the same effect in a little bit. I don't know.
Well, it's I'm not a great kava drinker myself, but I've experienced it a few times. Yeah, sure, you have a couple of bowls and your mouth goes tingly and things like that. It is wholly and solely a recreational drink within the village. Here on Benga, they're very keen to try and keep alcohol out of actually the villages themselves. And so when the people sit down at night time and after a day's work, yeah, a kava bowl here and there is certainly well received by everyone accordingly. It is purely social, but also extremely important as far as the culture of Fiji is concerned. You don't enjoy a kava ceremony, you're not enjoying Fiji.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it truly is. That's part of the culture, and they explain it and share this part of their culture with you when you go through a kava ceremony. You could be a chief if you're a guy. I guess guys, girls can't be chiefs, right?
I haven't found one yet.
Yes, exactly. So they're a little bit chauvinist on that side of the thing, I guess, compared to some other societies. But I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, also, the kava ceremony is also a welcoming ceremony for all of the guests and visitors to the island. So literally, we're not just sitting down and having kava at a restaurant. They invited us into their homes. And so, you know, we go into these villages, people we've never met before invite us into their home to share a bowl of kava. I mean, you know, that's not something I would do back in the States, but here in Fiji, it's amazing. And I'll also tell you, the comparison to beer is that it's not quite like beer in the regards to taste, but you don't get a hangover. You just feel good. You just feel good.
It creates that whole happy Fijian feel, and maybe that's why they always have smiles on their faces. I don't know. We're bringing some of it home with us because we enjoyed it so much. We're going to bring that kava back to the States and start doing scuba radio, have a couple drinks of kava, and then we can do the show, and it'll fly by. Maybe. I don't know. At least our faces will be numb. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving. Come on, come on, dive, dive, dive. Sink your
soul, dive, dive, dive. Sink it deep, dive, dive. Don't look too down.
We're diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bula from Fiji. Yes, we are having a good time indeed. I don't know if we're drinking any kava right now, but we do have happy Fijians. And the end result after drinking a few cups of kava or a couple happy Fijians are pretty much the same. Is your face numb there, Single Scott?
Yes, it's just about three bowls of kava's worth.
It's starting to tingle, evidently. His face is starting to tingle. And by the way, Mark pointed out at the break, he goes, you know, there's three levels of kava. When you go through the ceremony, you can get low tide, high tide, or tsunami. What's the difference?
Well, basically, low tide's half a cup. Full tide's a big cup. And then go tsunami, they bring out the special cup.
Exactly. It's kind of like the equivalent to an Irish car bomb is tsunami. You think there, Abby?
All I say is bring on the tsunami.
Exactly. Good stuff indeed. And it is something that you do at least once, if not every night, which is what we've pretty much been doing here during our brief visit.
Well, I think we have our priorities straight, and we definitely try to squeeze in the kava drinking here and there. And it's well worth it. That is our downtime and how we unwind here at Scuba Radio.
Exactly. You know, as a matter of fact, I think, like I said, we've ordered or got about 20 bags of this stuff that we're taking back to the States. Is there any legality here we got to take into account, Mark, with kava or no?
Well, just be very careful because it's a white powder. you do.
It's kava, I swear!
You've got to be very explicit, you mean, and obviously when you get to the customs in your country, give him a bag and he'll be happy.
Hey, good point. Yes, here, just take this. And actually, that's what we brought Abby along for. We're going to smuggle our kava back in her mermaid tail. How about that? You feel like being a mule?
You know, I don't know if any of your listeners have seen Broke Down Palace, but I'm not going to be that girl. No. I wouldn't survive in prison, Greg. I would not survive.
Yeah, she's just so small and petite and dwarf-like. It just wouldn't work. But anyway, we're having a good time here in Fiji. By the way, standout moment. I'm going to put you on the spot, Abby. What have you seen so far that you just said absolutely spectacular?
One thing that I've seen that's absolutely spectacular.
You can't do it, can you?
The island and everything within the island. When we came up in that boat, it was like something out of a movie. It is green absolutely everywhere. I'm not exaggerating.
It was like Fantasy Island, just like from the TV show. She's right. She's so right. All right, we got an hour of Scuba Radio still to go. More to tell you about Fiji. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And Bula, thank you. Or no, Bula is hello. Vanaka is thank you. So, Vanaka, for listening and for sticking around for hour two. It's all coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.